Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now with the Seahawks scramble, here's a jock and two straps.
You know, it's Monday. That means one jock, two straps. I'm in a bad mood. Cam Cleland's in a bad mood. Shannon, are you in a bad mood?
I'm in a quasi-bad mood, but how can you be in a bad mood? Dude, yesterday was your day. National Tight End Appreciation Day.
I'd like to thank somebody here for actually recognizing Terry. Come on. I mean, you take your bad mood and let's
recognizing you. Dude, I took time yesterday to put up my aluminum cam.
Yeah.
There were kids down the street that bought Cam Cleland pinatas. They look like really tall Charlie Browns, still had Cam Cleland pinatas.
See, you appreciate a good tight end all times.
Yes. Well, he's been staring down the hall all morning. All right, let's get to the crap play. Look, man, I've made him statement
one?
Earlier. All right, Seahawks. Let's just talk about it.
Yeah,
there's a lot to talk about. Yeah. They need to go to the CFL. They are a three-quarter football team. Mm. They suck in the fourth quarter.
Who's they? Are we talking about they?
He's talking about the Seahawks.
They suck. I'm just telling you. And I don't know if that's Ken Norton being that bad of a play caller because the only reason they won the first five games, heroics from Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
They stunk it up.
Well, you know what, Terry? You actually gave some good analysis there because I do agree. If you didn't have Russell Wilson on this team, they'd have one win maybe if they were lucky.
Let me ask you this question. I'm going to go out on a limb. Last night, I was so pissed, I hardly even slept. My wife's like, I'm serious.
Who knew football meant so much?
Dude, yeah. I don't know what's happened.
That's what's incredible. It's not
him over.
Seriously, man. Yeah. I was so mad. And my wife's going, why are you so mad? I'm like, because I'm going to make a prediction with you. Mm. The Seahawks will not win another game this year because they got exposed.
Ooh, wow.
They got exposed, and the rest of the league saw what they need to do.
That's a little risky. Uh-huh. Them going, that'd be 5-11 the rest of the year. That'd be a pretty struggle. That's not going to happen.
The
Cowboys, yes.
Like, you take that bet. Like, the Cowboys. No, look, this team got outcoached. You got outcoached in that scenario without Russell Wilson making a couple of those bad throws. Here's why those bad throws happen. If you watch the game towards the end, Vance Joseph is a great defensive coordinator for the Cardinal, former head coach of the Denver Broncos. He had unbelievable schemes. You were down to your third back in pass protection. Mm. Four straight times, the backs missed the protection coming out from the safety and the blitzing linebacker. Russell Wilson made those throws in pure duress. I don't care how good you are. If you don't have an offensive line or guys that can protect you, Chris Carson was out. You couldn't run the football. DK Metcalf was shut down. I mean, give it up to Patrick Peterson. He shut him down. And Lockett had an unbelievable game.
Yeah. Yes.
This came down to opportunities. They made more plays in the end, and they got out-coached and out-schemed, and that's the difference in this game.
Let me ask you about DK Metcalf. Yeah. I've just become a Seahawks fan in the last year.
He's a mutant.
Had no idea he had that kind of speed. When he ran down Baker,
I was like it.
Giving up 12 yards from the get-go?
I've been watching football my entire life. Julio Jones did that a couple years ago, but Buda Baker is a 4-4 guy that had 10 yards on him. I've never seen anything like that play. It almost was the difference in the game, saving that touchdown. Unfortunately, it took a hold at the end in the overtime, but it's just, this was great about football. That's great about this division. This division is going to be 10-6, 10-6, 11-5. You might get all four teams out of this division making the playoffs.
Question for you, insider. We have two of them.
Yeah.
Number one, what is that like being on an NFL team on the field when a guy like Isaiah Irving goes down, looks like he's paralyzed, right? Yeah. They put him on the backboard. Yeah. What goes through your guys' mind?
And how do you get into the game?
Well, You know, it's depressing to think about guys, but we do have you have emotion and feeling for it. I've been on the field when guys have been taken off. That's the protocol now. The old days, they would have stood him up and walked him off the field. This is different football now. Anytime there's a neck injury or someone says that, you have to take those protocols, backboard and get him off the field. It's a next man up. You have to, I mean, it's that quick. You flip your mind, you're like, we got to go. Nobody thinks about getting hurt ever. Nobody thinks about what you put your quote unquote life on the line, dude. But try running into a brick wall 100 times over and over again at full speed. That's what it's like. You can't play like that. It's a warrior mentality.
It's kind of like I've always heard about soldiers. It's like if they're all constantly worried about getting killed
can't perform.
Then that's what happens. That's
exactly.
And if you don't, you have better chances.
Speaking about soldiers not able to perform in battle, you played for Belichick. Ooh. His press conference yesterday, we stink on all levels.
No, it's to be in that meeting room would be fantastic. Is it? We just can't do, and now I could do an expletive, but that's what it's going to be like. And this is on Cam Newton. This is on his inability to lead. Now you get to see what it's like when you don't have a consistent player like a Tom Brady standing back there, knowing you can lean on leadership, knowing the guy in and out. You don't have the ebbs and flows. Cam Newton has always been highs and lows kind of player. And if they're not scoring and they get shut down by a depleted San Francisco team like that, you know, maybe they're in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes and they might be tanking it.
You played for Belichick. Yeah. What's his reaction one-on-one going to be after he went over to talk to Newton on the sidelines and Newton rolled his eyes at
him? Yeah, you just can't. You're not going to get away with that. Look, they dumped Antonio Brown because of that stuff last year. Players leave the place because of the aura of it. But that was when Tom was there. Okay, now you're looking at it, and this is a coach that's a massive control freak. He likes it his way. COVID protocol issues. Cam Newton not playing successfully. Guys all opting out. Seven guys opting out. At some point in time, you're like, all right, I'm just not that good a coach anymore right now. That's what it's going
to
sound
like. Yeah, we were talking about that, about how do you go from winning the Super Bowl to just being that bad in 1 year?
It's just, this is the NFL. It's been like that for 50, 60 years. It will never change. You never have it figured out.
NFL, not for long.
Not for long, dang it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.